You're listening to Weekdays on BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Cami Judd. I spoke with Clayton Poland. He's the voice and writer behind the podcast, That's the Good Stuff. He told me all about the stories and where he finds the ideas for them in our interview.
All right. And can you just tell us a little bit about your podcast, kind of the basic information about it?
Sure. That's the Good Stuff is my podcast. It's a collection of short stories from a variety of topics, some biblical, some facts from history, some unknown facts, facts that we've forgotten, interesting stories, entrepreneurs, business leaders, just interesting people and facts from history that a lot of people don't know. And they're told in a very short, quick 60-second format that that is really just engaging and just helps people learn a little bit of the good stuff that maybe they've forgotten.
I love that. So you get it all crammed into 60 seconds. That's pretty impressive.
It is. I will say that is, I'm used to telling long form stories. So I'm used to telling a story. A short story for me would be a 5 to 7 minute range, a longer version. I've told one story up to 45 minutes, you know, taking detours and side tracks and that kind of thing. But to condense a story down into 60 seconds is painful because some of the detail you include in a 5 minute story, you can't quite include in a minute, but you learn to get it down to the very concise nuggets of what must be told to get the point across.
Like, I'm impressed by that as a talker myself. I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah, well, I will say, so I write them in, I can usually write about 20 per week is kind of my goal. I'll sit down and write 20 per week. Some of those in that week, for example, one of them from the story, the very famous song that parents sing to their babies is You Are My Sunshine, which is written and performed by a Louisiana governor, Jimmy Davis. That one took me about a day to write.
Okay.
Just because of, I didn't really know how I wanted to go with it and where I wanted to go with it or how to present that, you know, that our governor wrote that song. And, but then like the next 10, I wrote the next day. So some of them have taken me a day to write. And then sometimes I can write 10 in a day. So
that's exciting. So do you just release one every day or how does that kind of work out for you?
Yeah, I release them each day. Initially, when I launched the podcast in July, I was releasing them, I think, every Tuesday, Thursday. But I'm setting up a studio in my home so that I can record them at my own pace and whatnot here. But currently, a local faith-based radio station, I come in once a month and record them. So once I had enough backlog of their recordings where I could really release them every day, I release them now Monday through Friday.
Oh, wow. And what's the response that you've gotten to the podcast since I know it's only been launched about a month?
Yeah, it's I've had different people who've heard the radio segments that just really like them. You know, it's funny, people may not be able to remember the exact story, but they remember that it's fun, fascinating, interesting, little nuggets of history and good stuff. I've had a lot of pastor friends who speak on a regular basis who they like to use the material for not as a sermon outline or a message outline, but just something to help flesh out the message. So they may take it and that little minute story they may tell over, you know, 3 to 5 minutes in one of their Sunday morning messages. So people have used it in different ways, depending on where their lifestyle is. I have families that listen to it on the way to school, you know, that have told me that's, you know, it'd be kind of drive time information for them and just kind of a talking point for families. So depending on where you're coming from and where you're at in life, people, it just kind of applies regardless of where you are.
Yeah, I think that'd be great for kids or for adults. Like I can think my 6-year-old would love that and also my husband would love that. You know what I mean? Like love just the,
sure,
like the little fun facts and learning new things every day, but it doesn't have to be a whole 30-minute lesson or a whole 40. Sometimes
yeah,
the podcast can get a little long when you're trying to
right,
learn something. So that 60 seconds sounds right on spot. What's been your favorite story that you have relayed?
Ooh, that's like saying which one's your favorite child. I tend to be kind of a bobblehead person in that regard, and it's my favorite one is whichever one I'm working on at the moment. But two or three of my favorites, I wrote one about You Are My Sunshine. That was definitely one. I wrote one about radio legend Paul Harvey, and it was so hard to tell his story because he's such a, you know, prominent figure in radio, that I told the story through the lens of his wife, which was really good because most people don't know that she is, and I had listened to and heard him speak before, and he absolutely gave her credit for being the driving force behind his career and, you know, the behind-the-scenes ninja that really made Paul Harvey Paul Harvey. And their son wrote all of his rest of the story segments for the 30 years. So those were two. I wrote one about Walt Disney's dad, who wanted to be a construction, who wanted to own his own construction company, but just through the day-to-day grind of life and providing for his family, he wasn't able to do that. So, but he would tell the stories to his son from working in the World's Fair, and he would often tell Walt, you know, that's the happiest place on earth, and Walt created a happiest place on earth for, you know, families to go to. And if you go to the Magic Kingdom, you can walk Main Street and you can see a sign that Walt Disney put on one of the stores in Main Street, Elias Disney Contractor, kind of just a tribute to his dad. So really, I mean, life is so fascinating and people are so fascinating to me that telling their stories, you know, is just a really cool thing that I get to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you find the information for these? These sound so fascinating. And I'm like, you're right. I've never heard that. And I took a class on Disneyland. Like, how did you find this information?
So this is my storytelling secret weapon. I love to tell people this, but I'm like a middle school girl. I keep a journal and I keep a diary, if you would. You know, I have a digital Google Doc that anytime I hear any little fascinating nugget from history or from life, or somebody says something, shares a stat or a story or whatnot, I just put a little note in that Google Doc. And I take the Hansel and Gretel approach, and I don't write the full story there, but I may say, you know, I talked with BYU today, and they said something about Hansel and Gretel. So I'll just put a little nugget to remind my brain of what we talked about, and then I go back and do the research on that. For a practical example, I was listening to a man from the civil rights era yesterday in an interview, and he talked about how he said, you know, we need to, if people would forgive nowadays, we would have a whole lot better life, you know, if people would forgive others. And this civil rights man, he said, well, let me tell you a story. He said, and he forgot, he gave the guy's name, I forget, something Smalls, but he said there was a slave who escaped his plantation, actually captured a Confederate ship, dressed up as the captain, sailed the ship to the Union, a Union post, turned the ship over to the Union commander. Because of that, Abraham Lincoln allowed the blacks to fight in the Civil War. Once the Civil War ended, this man, Mr. Smalls, became a very prominent business owner, very successful, went back to the original slave plantation where he was a slave, bought the plantation because the owner was now destitute, and actually began to care for the slave owner's children because they were destitute and had no way. So they had no way of providing for themselves. So this former slave bought his plantation that he was a slave on, and then began to take care of and care for and love the children of his former slave owner. So if that's not a picture of forgiveness and grace, you know, I don't know what is. So it's a great story.
Yeah, that is. I've never heard that. And it's definitely a message that's really powerful.
Yeah. So I find them in books, videos, talking with people, just the everyday parts of life. I found that if you will start to write them down, you will find them more and more and more frequently.
Okay. That's a really good... We're told to write a lot of things down, you know, write our experiences down, write everything down. But I'm like, I think people forget to write other people's stories down, or maybe to kind of keep those special. I know they only maybe will think about that with their parents or their grandparents. Yeah. But yeah, you can do that with other people as well. It's really...
Yeah. Another fascinating story is Martin Luther King, when he gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, he actually was told by his team not to use the phrase I Have a Dream on the day he gave the I Have a Dream speech, because he had used it so many times that everyone felt like it was kind of tired and worn, and he needed to come up with something more inspirational and more fresh and new. So if you watch the actual speech, he starts off in the first 6 or 8 minutes are really, I mean, to be honest, are really not that inspiring. He's just giving a lot of, you know, basic common information that we accept today. But you can hear in the background the singer that would travel around with him, Mahalia Jackson, she shouts, "Tell him about the dream, Martin." And you see it kind of startles him. You can see him kind of shift and you know, from foot to foot on the stage. And he shuffles his paper together and he just says, "I have a dream." And you see his whole countenance and cadence change at that point. And one of his advisors looked over and leaned to someone, Dr. Clarence Jones, and says, "These people don't know it, but they're about to be taken to church." And from that point on, it's what everyone knows as the I Have a Dream speech, because out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what had never been fully realized was not realized until that lady kind of startled him and said, "Tell him about the dream." And so it's, to me, life is just fascinating.
That is so great. So can you just tell us one more time where people can listen to your podcast and be able to kind of get access to these stories?
Yeah, you can find them on my website, or you can find the link to it on my website, ClaytonPoland.com. But on any of your normal podcasts, apps, wherever you'd like to find them, it's just titled That's the Good Stuff, and you'll be able to find that anywhere, you on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, all the other podcast locations. They're there, and you can listen at your leisure. They're fun little quick 60-second stories.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling me.
That was an interview with Clayton Poland. His podcast can be found by heading to his website, ClaytonPoland.com. To listen to this interview again, you can subscribe to our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Weekdays on BYU Idaho Radio. Christelle Wright had this hour's music, and I'm Cami Judd. Stay tuned for another episode tomorrow at noon and 6 p.m. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.